another corporate figure has been targeted by the eco-activist group, The East.
We need someone to get inside The East.
Who would you choose?
Me. I'm unexpected. Being unexpected is the only advantage that matters.
Robert McCabe called me himself. In 1 month's time, I want to know the identities of every person who poisoned his company.
There's something planned for us.
When it comes to breaking the law, most people can't handle it.
Okay, here's the deal. The East is a movie about extremes, which works to a degree, but ultimately abandons most of us in the middle, which makes it difficult to drive home an effective message. The story follows a former FBI agent who goes undercover with an anarchist eco-terrorist group to help gather intel for a private security firm. Along the way, her loyalties shift as she undergoes a crisis of conscience. The East brings up some interesting ethical issues about business practices and is, for the most part, free from blatant preaching. However, it's not the message that gets in the way, but the murky character development, which can drag and lose focus. Not as strong as the filmmaker's last subversive spy effort, The Sound of My Voice, The East at least works as an interesting conversation starter. The East gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.